KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Southland KZN's children who lose a parent to gender-based violence need urgent and long-term emotional support. The organisation has been reacting to the murder case of a Kwadukusa municipal official whose husband was charged with her murder. Nokolunga Mashabane's body was found with gunshot wounds in her car in Darnell in June. The 31-year-old's husband, Thobani Nzama, and his alleged accomplice, Sipho Mngwaba, lined up in court last week. Mashabane's family says the couple's children face the possibility of growing up without both their parents. Childline Sadeshni Naika says it's often children who carry the deepest scars from tragedies like these.
One needs to look out for mood swings, withdrawal, aggression, nightmares, or a change in sleeping patterns and a drop in academic performance. Some children may appear too quiet or overly well-behaved. That can also be a sign that something is wrong.
A local bikers group is pleading with Etiqueni to address what it calls a serious safety risk on some roads in Toti. The Brotherhood of Believers Ministries says stray cattle are frequently herded through residential areas, putting motorists at risk. Chris Furi, a member of the group, says he narrowly avoided a crash recently. Furi says they first lodged complaints with the city manager and Metro Police last month, but haven't received a response yet.
Last month, I came around the corner in Lewis Road, and there was a herd of cattle in the road that nearly caused the accident. Well, I wrote a letter to the municipal manager and to take action to see if they can't stop this stray cattle in the Manzantoti. So we placed some terms now, and we gave them 14 days to come back with a satisfactory response. Otherwise, we're going to refer the matter to the public protector.
A group of unemployed local doctors says they'll only celebrate when KZN Health makes good on its promise to create 100 new posts. The doctors marched to the Premier's office in Maritzburg yesterday, demanding officials honour previous commitments. In June, Health MEC Nomagogo Simelane announced 20 new positions. Spokesperson for the group, Dr. Nombuhle Makanya, says while these have been filled, many others are still looking for work. She says the 100 new vacancies are expected to be advertised next week.
They have committed to releasing more posts. Since, you know, this is like our third march, it is a bit incomplete until it is actually done and fulfilled, until the posts are actually released and our doctors are employed. But it is a victory that we welcome, and we do hope that they keep their word as they have with the 20 posts that they said they would release, which were released. We are hopeful.
And the UN's Human Rights Office has condemned ongoing attacks on civilians in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. It says the bloodshed has continued despite a ceasefire signed with M23 in June. Rights Chief Volker Turk says more than 300 people were killed by the Rwanda-backed rebels in North Kivu last month. The fighters have seized control of a number of areas from the DRC's army since its resurgence in 2021, triggering a humanitarian crisis. The violence last month came weeks after the Congolese government and the M23 signed a declaration reaffirming their commitment to a permanent ceasefire. Our lead story, Childline KZN, says children who lose a parent to gender-based violence need urgent and long-term emotional support. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.
KZN's number one for local news.
Finally, an update on the accident scene on the N2 northbound after Inanda Road. That scene has now cleared. Staying on the N2 highway on the southbound with the ongoing accident scene before the Chagas Rock off-ramp in Benito. Still blocking the left shoulder lane. Traffic, however, is able to move past. And then the N3 going to Pietermaritzburg with the ongoing stationary vehicle after Cassia Road. So far, only the left shoulder lane's affected, as well as the ongoing stationary vehicle. Same direction, going to Maritzburg after the Hammersdale interchange. However, this vehicle is blocking the left lane, and on the Durban bound, the ongoing stationary vehicle after the Cliffdale interchange, where only the left lane is affected. For the East Coast Radio Traffic Team, I'm Mhlehla Jwayo.
Call us on 031 570 9400 to report traffic. This is 30 minutes of non-stop music with Carol Ofori.
Has come off. Shanda pump.